So shall it be. Your grace shall stay behind, more strongly guarded. Cousin, look not sad. Thy grandam loves thee, and thy uncle will as dear be to thee as thy father was.
Oh, this will make my mother die with grief.
Cousin, away for England, haste before, and ere our coming see thou shake the bags of hoarding abbots. Imprisoned angels set at liberty, the fat ribs of peace must by the hungry now be fed upon. Use our commission in his utmost force.
Bell, book, and candle shall not drive me back when gold and silver begs me to come on. I leave, your highness. Grandam, I will pray, if ever I remember, to be holy for your fair safety. So I kiss your hand.
Farewell, gentle cousin.
Cause farewell.
Come hither, little kinsman. Hark a word.
Come hither, Hubert. Oh, my gentle Hubert, we owe thee much. Within this wall of flesh there is a soul counts thee her creditor, and with advantage means to pay thy love. And, my good friend, thy voluntary oath lives in this bosom, dearly cherish it. Give me thy hand. I had a thing to say, but I will fit it with some better time. By heaven, Hubert, I am almost ashamed to say what good respect I have of thee.
I am much bounden to your majesty.
Good friend, thou hast no cause to say so yet, but thou shalt have. And creep time ne'er so slow, yet it shall come for me to do thee good. I had a thing to say, but let it go. The sun is in the heaven, and the proud day attended with the pleasures of the world is all too wanton and too full of gauds to give me audience. If the midnight bell did with his iron tongue and brazen mouth sound on into the drowsy ear of night, if this same were a churchyard where we stand and thou possess it with a thousand wrongs, or if that surly spirit melancholy had baked thy blood and made it heavy thick, which else runs tickling up and down the veins, making that idiot laughter keep men's eyes and strain their cheeks to idle merriment, a passion hateful to my purposes. Or if that thou couldst see me without eyes, hear me without thine ears, and make reply without a tongue, using conceit alone, without eyes, ears, and harmful sound of words, then, in despite of broad-eyed, watchful day, I would into thy bosom pour my thoughts. But I will not. Yet I love thee well, and by my troth, I think thou lovest me well.
So well that what you bid me undertake, though that my death were adjunct to my act, by heaven I would do it.
Do not I know thou wouldst. Good Hubert. 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 Throw thine eye on yon young boy. I'll tell thee what, my friend. He is a very serpent in my way. And wheresoe'er this foot of mine doth tread, he lies before me. Dost thou understand me? Thou art his keeper.
And I'll keep him so that he shall not offend your majesty.
Death?
My lord.
A grave?
He shall not live.
Enough. I could be merry now. Hubert, I love thee. Well, I'll not say what I intend for thee. Remember. Madam, farewell. I'll send those powers o'er to your majesty.
My blessing go with thee.
For England, cousin, go. Hubert shall be your man. Attend on you with all true duty. On towards Calais. Out!